Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists, on the web at agrigold.com.
This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 5:44, up 4.5 on the open. March 5:54, up 4. At the Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 5:45, up 14 on the open. March 5:55, up 10.5. May 5:30, up 1.5. July 5:49, up 5 on the open. December corn opened at 3:04, limit up 20 on the open. March 3:14, up 20. May 3:19¾, up 20. July 3:24½, up 20. Redline December 3:24, up 15 on the open. December oats opened at 2:35½, up 4 on the open. March 2:41, up 4½. November soybeans opened at 573, up 10¾ on the open. January 588, up 11. March 599, up 11½. May 604, up 9. July 615, up 10¼. Red line novies 632, up 10¼ on the open. October soybean meal opened at 170.50, up 4.50 on the open. December 172, up 3.80. October soybean oil opened at 24.70, up 55 on the open. December 24.95, up 45. At the Merck, October feeders opened at 108.65, down 60 on the open. Novies 106.50, down 65. January 103.90, down 15 on the open. October live cattle opened at 88.35, unchanged. December 86.90 unchanged. February 89.10 unchanged. April 88.20 up 7½ on the open. October lean hogs opened at 64.95 up 30 on the open. December 60.70 up 87½. February 62.60 up 52½. April 62.95 up 15 on the open. And February pork bellies opened at 88.50 up 2½ on the open.
You've helped make WILL a great radio station that brings you timely, thorough, and thought-provoking programs. Now you can make it an even better radio station by renewing your financial support before the next pledge drive begins on October 19th. When you give through the mail or online, you help WILL become less dependent on pledge drives. That's good business for WILL and means more great programs for you. Please put your check in the mail today or give online at willpledge.org.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of AgriVisor Services in Bloomington, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, USDA this morning confirmed that the crop they thought was there in September indeed might not be there. They lowered the yield, they cut harvested and planted acres, and the corn crop is now at 10.905 billion bushels for the current production year. I want to take a step back, Dan, because these markets have been just increasingly volatile for the last week or so with the wheat issues and that helping the corn. And then corn with these kind of numbers certainly did nothing that hurt itself. And just ask you, what should producers do in a year that's so strange and countercyclical?
Well, good question. I'm not sure I have any magical answers on that. But I do know that volatility is not necessarily a sign that the market's going to go sharply higher. Volatility usually comes toward the end of the run. So you have to be a little worried here unless we're going to go, you know, way sharply higher. But if everybody remembers back, you know, take a deep breath and sit back when other rallies have steadily climbed, and then all of a sudden the market then begins to pick up some volatility with limit up moves and limit down moves and whatnot, kind of what we've kind of experiencing this week. We've really had a big a lot of volatility. And you just got to keep in mind that that's not necessarily an indication that we're going to go sharply higher right at the moment. It's kind of, we may look back at it a month from now as a broad base consolidation phase to go higher, or it may be a it could be a topping type action. I think at the moment, though, farmers kind of have, I think, in the driver's seat here and just kind of let and see, you know, how much run to the upside these markets have in here over the next couple of weeks. Because once the market begins to go counter-cyclical, it usually is a sign of a very strong situation, and that is what we've experienced here. When corn basically went against the counter-cyclical, the seasonal decline, the steepest 2 weeks of the year usually occur during the last 2 weeks of September, and instead this year we went higher during that time frame. That was a good indication that we were going counter-seasonal. But now, see, you know, we're already far enough into October now that the markets now are starting to go downstream or with the waters rather than going upstream. So it when the seasonals then begin to turn to the upside, then that makes it easier for the market to climb on higher, if everybody's kind of reading me there. But corn's at a point here technically that 320 or so is kind of in the next target site here, since we obtained this 302 area on the charts. If you this is a December continuation chart, if you measure a trend line off of the 96 high with the 2004 high, I think, or I'm not too sure which year it is, but you get right into this 320 area is going to be downtrend resistance on the individual December futures contract. So that's something to kind of be probably watching in the short run here.
Well, producers are looking at these prices, like Dee's corn this week at 321 at one point for the red line, and out of the field they could have got close to $3. And certainly the temptation would be there, gee, I need to make some sort of beginning sale there. But some of our analysts are saying just let it ride because there's no telling where the upside will be.
Well, nobody knows for sure. But, I mean, one thing that you have to be careful of, and you just have to kind of take 1 week at a time here, is that this market is acting like a short crop. Which is telling the market the prices are rising to do a couple things. We need to increase production prospects for the 07 crop year, and we need to slow down the demand pace for the current year, as well as maybe 07. So rising prices do two things, and that slows down demand and it increases supply, or at least that's what the original function is. Now, there's a lot of water going under the bridge between now and planting time, but you have to watch, you know, that's what the function of the corn market here is. It's getting real worried with a 900 million bushel carryout that there's no room for error. So what it wants to do is increase supply by larger acres next year and slow down the demand pace in the front end so it gives it a little more cushion. Then you have to keep an eye on crude oil values. We're down underneath $60 now. So the rising corn prices and the drop in crude oil prices may begin to rethink some of this expansion in ethanol production. May take a breather, and your ethanol demand may not be quite as strong as what everybody is projecting. So you have to be worried or concerned about that as time marches on, but you have to just take kind of 1 week at a time on that.
Let's turn our attention with the time we have left to soybeans, Dan, where the Novis are now at 573.25. So they're up almost to where the high for September is. Anything there that suggests we're still on track to go to $6 post-harvest?
Well, that's my work kind of indicates that we have a good shot at a climb into the $5.90-$6 range. Now, the supply-demand balance sheet is not as quite as friendly. Actually, it's actually a little negative on soybeans. Soybeans are getting all of their strength basically from corn and wheat. you know, wheat has been the leader here, and I think it's a concern here to see the wheat market down. That's taken corn now off its limit advances here, where it's 20 cent higher. So, you know, the wheat market's been rallying to put wheat acres into production, and when you put wheat acres in production, you maybe, especially out in the plain states, you maybe take corn acres out of production. So then corn acres had to rally to kind of try to put, encourage more corn plantings in the Corn Belt, because it may be losing corn acres to wheat out west. And then soybeans are following suit because increased wheat acres and increased corn acres says reduced bean acres. So beans are the follower here. So they can only do it so far, and then you're going to have maybe South American influence drop in production or something, maybe kick in to really gin up the soybean market.
Thanks much, Dan.
You're welcome.
Dan Zwicker of AgriVisor Services in Bloomington, Illinois. You're listening to WILL Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.